and we rock and roll. We the rock stars. It's been like that now for a minute. It's been like that for a minute, heavy cement.
Ghetto gospel, that is. Listen.
Well, let's keep it moving right along on this next guy. Coming to say he is a very funny guy. I always love to watch him, see what kind of stuff he's going to come up with. Let's get it going nice and loud for Ian Ellis.
Guys, I'm high, so it's going to be weird. I got here early so I could catch some Pokemon. And my wife started the day after me. She has more unique Pokemon than me. That's fucking acceptable. You know, I wear the pants in this relationship. I'm not gonna have her Pokedex looking better than mine. Came out here with no unique Pokemon. She didn't leave the fucking house. She has better Pokemon than me. Fuck! Guys, do you know about Sprite? Citrusy, delicious, it's a cola, everybody's on board, we know what Sprite is. Okay. That's the premise for the next 5 minutes. Not excited about Sprite, I apologize. Guys, summer's here and they've decided they want to move some units. Alright, they want a Summer Jam 16. Selling Sprite. They're advertising hip hop lyrics. I got some cool dudes again. We got J. Cole. Cool dude. Don't got 401 people. They got Kendrick, the Pimp, a Butterfly, Lamar. You know you're cold when you have a sentence in the middle of your name. Should be a Grammy, but white people. I would love that shit. Ian is digging free notes. You gotta say it like Kendrick. Well, coming up next to the stage, Ian, this dick ain't free! Ellis. Children's parties. Yeah. You're happy about to say. Just in case you guys didn't know, the other one they have is Tupac. Alright, I'm not happy about this. Sprite didn't give a fuck about Tupac when he was alive. You guys realize that? I know that because I'm from the 90s. I can tell you what it was like when Tupac was alive. I'm that fucking old. You know what it was like when Tupac was here? He got arrested like 12 times. They said he shot 2 off-duty officers. He was a rapist. And they said he sodomized a girl. That's how fucking square the 90s were. They were scared of sodomizing bitches. Because it was like the 90s, they would throw a Rush Limbaugh on Up at 11, are our white tiny sex. Terrifying. Like penises near our booty hole. Anyway, Sprite didn't give a fuck about Tupac at the time. They're co-opting his image. Alright? I didn't think in my lifetime we'd have a black president, and we do. It seems like we might also, Tupac might have breakfast cereal. It's probably going to come in 2 flavors. If you're heart conscious, it'll come with the Dear Mama. It'll be very meaty, up into bowel movements. For the kid, we got the West Side. It's sugary and delicious. Definitely doesn't cause sickle cell anemia and insufficiency of white males. Big Breakfast would never get into that. Conspiracy about the Illuminati. is what I don't like, is I don't think they support Tupac. I think they're trying to take the teeth away. Like, he's got a lot of lyrics I don't think they ever put on a Sprite can. And I want to perform a couple of them. But I can't just say them. I think I have to do a Tupac impression. There's a lot. The people laughing, listening at home, they're laughing because I took my top off and tied it around my head like a bandana and put the West Side. You guys, I know it's weird, but this is also a podcast, so fucking play along. Alright, so this is some real Tupac lyrics I'll never put on a Sprite can. Y'all feel me? And you don't ever put me on a Sprite can! Sprite can! Don't ever put me on a Sprite can! The hologram is dope though! Looking forward to the movie! I miss my mama! My dead mama! I'm 47! Some new lyrics. Might not be familiar with them. I get them done.
Rotten black cotton in God's eyes. Black cotton, steady stresses, Smith and Wesson's got my blessings, classes incessant. The worst question is the first question. Why do we work like slaves, sweating blades to an early grave? Never got paid, but still we slave in the non-trade.
When you knock for my door, early this morning, when you knock for my door.
You know, when I get thirsty, I reach for Sprite. You see, Sprite refreshes me like nothing else, because it's the only drink with that cool, crisp, refreshing taste. It satisfies even my manliest thirst. Yep, that's Sprite for you.
God comes save the misbegotten.
Me and the devil.
God's eyes.
Walking side by
rock,
side.
Rock, cotton in God's eyes.
And I'm going to see my woman.
God come save the missing God.
You say you don't see why.
God's eyes.
And you will dark me around.
God come save the missing God. Lost ghetto souls of black cotton.
Don't see why. Eyes.
Rock keep black cotton in God's eyes. Rotten black cotton in God's eyes.
Don't be that old.
Drink Sprite because you like it, not because an athlete says he does.
What's the matter, G? That track got you sprung now. Do you feel me? Dumb, dumb, Diddy, it's a meat attempt to reach each and every brother on the streets. If not peace, then at least let's get a peace. I'm tired of seeing bodies on the streets. Deceased, looking through my high school yearbook. Reminiscing of the tears as the years took. One homie, two homie, three homies. Poof, we used to have troops, but now there's no more youth to shoot. Mama told me there'd be days like this, but I'm pissed.
Standing in the ruins of another black man's life, or flying through the valley, separating day and night, I am death, cried the vulture, for the people of the light. Light. Charon brought his raft from the sea that sails on souls. I saw the scavenger departing, taking warm hearts to the cold. He knew the ghetto was a haven for the meanest creature ever known. In a wilderness of heartbreak and a desert of despair, evil's clarion of justice shrieks the cry of naked terror, taking babies from their mamas, leaving grief beyond compare. So if you see the vulture coming, flying circles in your mind, remember there is no escaping, for he will follow close behind. Only promise me a battle, battle for your soul and mine, and mine.
The rap, okay, that's, okay, I understand that correlation, okay, rap.
You will not be able to stay home, brother.
Are blue lives more important than black lives? A couple cops got killed, and that's terrible. But then the president, politicians and the media, they said we need to end this hate after a couple cops got killed. Hundreds of black people have been killed, and they didn't want to end the hate then. I'm not saying it doesn't need to end. It just seems weird. One person said, "You're attacking our very way of life, the fabric of society." If the fabric of society is killing black people, maybe it needs to be attacked. Maybe it's not being attacked the right way. Maybe this doesn't sound fair. Just some thoughts. From my high mind, Tupac out.